And now a new database, very friendlily named Fred, could help to establish how bees see flowers and help researchers understand more about one of the world's most important pollinators. Bee vision is very, very different from human vision. In fact, they perceive colours that we are simply incapable of seeing. Most insects have light-sensitive cells or photoreceptors that are sensitive to ultraviolet, blue and green light, and many have four or more receptor types, allowing them to perceive a wide range of wavelengths, from the long to the very short. In comparison, human eyes are simply not up to the job of assessing flower appearance objectively. Now, for the first time, a database has been developed that collects an extensive range of data on the full reflectance spectrum of flowers and has been made freely available online. Publishing in the open access journal PLOS One, Sarah Arnold from Queen Mary University of London and colleagues announced the creation of FRED, the Floral Reflectance Database, which contains the reflectance spectrum, or how much light is reflected at different wavelengths, for flowers from all over the world. To really understand the environment as perceived by an insect, you also need to know which wavelengths that particular species can detect. And this is also included in FRED, allowing researchers to create what's called a colour space for an insect, observing flowers specifically from that species' perspective. Now, FRED is set to grow as its users provide more reflectance data from different species in different habitats, and although so far their priority has been bees, people will improve the catalogue of insects that are available. And as FRED contains data on flowers of different ages but from the same species, it can also be used by botanists to research global trends in flower colour, to research plant growth and plant development. It can be used by ecologists studying habitat diversity and interactions, as well as researchers who are trying to understand the vital role that pollinators play in our environment.
So if we know what a bee sees, does that mean that we might be able to learn what a bee likes and therefore know how to attract them to, say, your nice fruit tree with lots of flowers on it?
There's already been quite a lot of work that actually tells us what it is that bees look for in a flower. And we know about these nectar guides, which are lines and colours that we can't see that indicate where nectar might be found. But for the first time, this really collects the raw data about a wide range of flowers so that we can genuinely look at it without the filter of human perception, and we could sample a whole field and understand where there are pockets that bees see the same as us, where there are pockets that appear very boring to bees, and start to get a better idea of how the ecology works together, how the pollinator and plant interactions really work.